appreciate it. I don't know if the next two individuals, Woo! Carla, wanted to come up together.
Yeah, they want to come up together.
Folks, thank you.
Yes, they want to come up
They'd like to come up together. Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you.
820, request of Eric Vega to address council regarding police directive 810.10 and issues with law enforcement's relationship with immigration enforcement. And 821, request of Teresa Venkata Chalapathy to address council regarding universal review of police directive 810.10.
Good morning.
Hi, Mayor. If it's okay with you, if Teresa starts out.
However you'd like to Thank do you. It, 3 minutes per person, please. We have lots of business today. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Teresa Venkata Chalapathy, and I'm a member of a local people power group that's been advocating for non-cooperation between Portland Police and ICE. We were really happy to see a number of excellent improvements to Police Directive 81010 in February, and we thank you enthusiastically for those. We've kept working with some advocacy groups to make sure our city code on this is clear and strong. And especially after recent news coverage on the ICE Council's cease and desist letter, we think it's important for us to sharpen our definition for what kinds of assistance we can provide federal agents who actually have a life or safety issue, while at the same time maintaining our determination not to spend local resources on the enforcement of federal immigration law. With 81010 up for universal review again, we have some recommendations for things that could be improved, and I've included a copy of 81010 with my testimony if you'd like to refer to it. First, the second sentence in Section 2.2 implies our officers can detain or even arrest someone for ICE if they present a judicial warrant. However, the federal government cannot require a local law enforcement agency to effectuate their federal warrants without violating the 10th Amendment. So even if our officers technically have the authority to arrest or detain someone on the basis of a judicial warrant, we don't think they're federally required to do so. If that's the case, can Portland prohibit the police force from responding to judicial warrants if they pertain to immigration law? Or at the very least, can Portland emphasize in 81010 that our police officers don't have to effectuate those warrants? We ask the City Council to look into these possibilities. Second, Section 3.2 says the Portland Police can provide cover or assistance for ICE operations. We hate the thought of our officers conducting traffic control for ICE raids in our city. We worry they'd find themselves in a situation where they're basically enabling ICE to do unethical things like kicking down doors or forcibly separating family members. Unfortunately, this seems increasingly likely today, and it would absolutely devastate community relationships with our police. Third, Section 6.1.1 suggests our officers can help ICE with criminal investigations if they're not related to immigration law. Unfortunately, immigration violations are increasingly being criminalized, and immigrants are increasingly being profiled as terrorists. We'd like to see additional clarifications added to this section so it can't be used as a loophole. Fourth, Section 6.2 only restricts officers from sharing the types of personal information that are specifically itemized between 6.2.1 and 6.2.7, and only when it would be shared for the expressed purpose of enforcing immigration law. The list doesn't cover all kinds of identifying information. For example, it doesn't include license plate numbers, and the intention of using information is not always known. So we'd like that section to prohibit sharing of personal information, including but not limited to the items listed there, and regardless of the stated intent for using that information. We've enclosed a number of additional recommendations from the ACLU of Oregon and from the Innovation Law Lab. During this review period, please work with them, with CAUSA, and with the Portland Immigrant Rights Coalition to make this code as strong as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. And can I get a written copy
of
your test?
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't. I'm sorry.
Thank you. That's tremendously helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Eric Vega. I am representing the Portland Immigrant Rights Coalition. We joined Teresa and People Power in their comments regarding Police Directive 810.10. We have independently met with Sheriff Reese and Chief Outlaw and been impressed with their desire to separate local law enforcement from ICE enforcement. So I wanted to try to give just a little bit of context. I believe that what they're trying to do, their conviction, is that community-based policing is jeopardized by the ugly and divisive actions of the Trump administration and ICE. Their concerns, I believe, are reflected historically. Fear and hatred have been repeatedly used to hurt and exclude immigrants all around the country. I just wanted to give three quick examples. In 1790, the Naturalization Act passed by Congress said that the only people that could become naturalized citizens were white people. So it gives a kind of thematic to the way immigration is going to be viewed in this country. Two, in 1882, the Chinese Exclusion Act, Congress, reflecting popular concerns, is trying to exclude Chinese people from coming into this country. And finally, as you know, in the 1930s, there was a major campaign to exclude Mexican people from particularly the western portion of the United States. Over and over and over again, demagogues have used hate and the incitement of violence to go after members of the community. On top of this, in the 1980s and 90s, there were numerous and repeated efforts all across the country to hurt and demonize immigrants. Local law enforcement and governmental policies were devised to force them into self-deportation. In addition, I think it's important to know that historically, the first third major party in this country's history was the Know-Nothing Party, and it focused on Catholics, Irish, Germans, and it was both violent and mean. And we're talking about council members, senators, congresspeople, judges that were mobilized to create a massive political constituency to go after people not of this country. And the theme was, how do you use nationalist and racist rhetoric to win power? Because that's what this is about. And it continues to be true to this day. The Trump administration, its keystone is to mobilize a right-wing populist anti-immigrant movement. And they're doing everything in their power. I promise to be more quick right now. Today, the rhetoric and policies that you hear from this administration are about separating children from their families, about calling immigrants animals, about denying asylum, about saying that those others should be excluded. It's a violation of basic human rights. I want to end by saying that Teresa's comments are friendly. It is about sustaining and promoting human rights. It is about making sure that the slogan, ICE out of Portland, ICE out of many communities in this country, is linked to making sure that local law enforcement does not simply become the lackey of ICE. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you very, very much. I was at Normandale Park last night for the Rose City Park Neighborhood Association National Night Out event, and that was organized in a very short time in response to the hateful act that happened at Normandale Park. And one of the speakers said that her son, who is white and American, has just got the visa for his wife that he married a year ago in Kenya to be able to come here as a legal immigrant being married to an American. And I know that when I became was able to get in, it wasn't because I was married to an American citizen. In fact, if I had married an American citizen while I was here on a student visa, I would have had to have left for 10 years. So, but I got in because I was a registered nurse, and that was necessary at the time. That was a needed occupation. So you're right, it has been going on for a really long time. And I want to thank everybody who came to Normandale Park last night, because that was a whole community coming out in response to one hateful person saying, no, this is not happening in our community. We have a lot of other things that we can and should and will do. And I'm just really appreciative of everybody who's been here. And thank you especially for this excellent testimony.
Thank you. Carla, any